From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. This state has been hit hard economically by a shrinking U.S. auto industry and the ripple effects of the mortgage crisis. This state has also produced a legendary music empire and is home to some of the best colleges in the nation. We are talking about Michigan. It's primary day and voters get to weigh in on the presidential candidates. And NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with us to break down how the candidates are faring in the march to the White House. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Farai.
So let's hear an explanation about this primary situation in Michigan. There's changes to the Republican delegates. The Democrats only have one candidate on the ballot. What's going on?
I will give you my best explanation, but I'm not sure I can make sense of it for anyone, Farai, because this is a confused and difficult situation. The state of Michigan decided it wanted to be taken more seriously in the primary process. It wanted to be like Iowa and New Hampshire. So it leapfrogged a bunch of other states, went way out of February all the way up to January 15th with its primary. Immediately, the Republican National Committee said, that's going to cost you half your delegates because you broke our rules. And the Democrats got even more upset and said, we're going to take away all 156 delegates for the state of Michigan. And what's more, we're going to forbid the candidates to campaign there, and we're going to tell them to take their names off the ballot. Well, most of the candidates complied with all of those rules, but a few candidates are still on the ballot. Hillary Clinton is the only major candidate still on the ballot, but you've also got Dennis Kucinich's name on there, Mike Gravel's name, and Chris Dodd's, and Chris Dodd has already dropped out of the campaign.
When you think about what's going on with Michigan making this move unilaterally, do you think that the political parties will actually go through with all of the threats that they've threatened Michigan's delegates with?
I think that the national committees, the Republican National Committee, the Democratic National Committee, will hold fast. But what we'll probably see happen is somewhere between now and the conventions, which come at the very end of this summer, the candidate who appears to be on his or her way to being the nominee of the major parties will say, we want Michigan to come home. We want to have all those Michigan delegates come. And they will welcome them in. Now, that will happen so long as there is a candidate who is clearly going to win the nomination at the convention. If, on the other hand, either party has the kind of situation where the convention will have to choose between several candidates who have a chance of being the nominee still at that point, then we're going to have a very sticky situation, because then who you bring from Michigan and whom they're going to vote for is going to make a potential difference to the outcome of the convention, and then whether or not they're seated will be a very hot controversy indeed.
Very briefly, Ron, is this a make it or break it for any of the candidates, Republican or Democratic?
I think it's quite a crucial one on the Republican side. I don't think it has a great deal of meaning on the Democratic side because of what we've just discussed. But on the Republican side, either Mitt Romney or John McCain is going to be in serious trouble after losing today. So Mitt Romney has lost several places where he concentrated his resources. This is his native state. He really needs to win here. But John McCain, by the same token, while he's leading in the national poll now, needs to find a place he can win other than New Hampshire. If he doesn't win here, he breaks his momentum. He's going to have trouble finding his next winning primary day.
Well, Ron, we will definitely keep checking in with you. Thanks again.
Good to be with you.
We've been speaking with NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. He spoke with us from our studios in Washington, D.C.